The effort to make Waco a no-kill city is up against a force of nature.
The natural instinct for a male is, you know, it smells that lady in heat and it's going after her. And the natural thing for a female is to find a mate when she's in heat. So they're going to find each other.
That's Don Bland, the director of the Humane Society of Central Texas. In order to reduce the number of animals coming into the animal shelter, the city of Waco is trying to reduce the number of animals reproducing. And it's not just strays. Bland says domestic dogs and cats that aren't fixed are a big part of the problem.
But that one time it gets out, well, it can do a lot of damage for that short period of time that result in lots of extra animals.
And a lot of those animals end up at the Humane Society. Last month, the Humane Society took in 667 dogs and cats and had to euthanize 253 of them. That puts Waco at a 61% live exit rate. They're hoping to raise that rate to 90% as soon as next year. The tactic? The city of Waco is going to start requiring Wacoans to spay or neuter their pets in addition to microchipping them. Bland says the city probably won't go door-to-door searching for unfixed, unchipped pets, but starting January 1st, if your pet gets loose and has to be picked up, you'll be fined $250. Also, starting October 1st, the Humane Society will begin spaying, neutering, and microchipping all animals it takes in at the expense of the owner if he or she can be found. Nicole Wilson at the Humane Society showed me how the microchips work.
So who is this?
Okay, this is Milky. And let's say he were to come in as a stray. The first thing they'd do is they'd run this little wand over him. And there's a microchip right there. We'd put it in our database, and hopefully someone's phone number would come up. We can give them a call.
Microchipping involves inserting a small, grain of rice-sized transmitter beneath the skin of the dog or cat between the shoulder blades. Wilson says the procedure doesn't hurt very much. The chip transmits a signal that has an identification number, which can be in turn typed into a nationwide database. Milky's file reveals that he's 4 years old and neutered, and it gives the phone number and email address of his previous owner.
Well, what happens a lot is we have beautiful, beautiful, well-taken care of animals that don't have microchips. We know they're someone's babies. You know, they have tags on, but the information isn't current. They have collars. They were freshly groomed, but there's no information for us to go off of, and they're not microchipped.
So far this year at the Humane Society, about 500 lost pets have been reunited with their owners. Wilson says microchipping makes that process a lot easier.
You know, if your beloved family pet of 14 years gets away, we can contact you immediately and say, hey, come get your baby.
The microchip procedure costs about $25. A spay-neuter operation for a dog or cat costs between $25 and $45. You can find a list of organizations that perform spay, neuter, and microchipping procedures on the City of Waco's website. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.